And welcome to Grown in California, the Blue Diamond podcast, where we talk about all that is new and trending in the world of food and almonds. I'm Loretta Kelly, your host, Director of Strategic Marketing for Blue Diamond Almonds, the Global Ingredients Division, and I'm joined by CJ.
And I am the Senior Manager of Strategic Marketing at Blue Diamond for the Global Ingredients Division. And today we're talking about something that everyone loves, baked goods, and better for you bakery specifically, defining kind of what that is, exploring the consumer trends that are kind of shaping the category and the market, and discussing how to innovate better for you bakery products. We know that consumers are looking for better for you bakery products, and that 84% of Americans buy free from foods because they believe them to be more natural or less processed, according to Mintel. And according to a recent study, 44% of shoppers are in search of more healthy bread and baked goods.
You know, even more so, CJ, 62% of millennials perceive the best cakes and pastries to be the ones made with functional ingredients like fiber, protein, whole grains, and superfoods.
I love anything that will give me that permissible thing. Like, yeah, you can eat this healthy baked good. You can eat this dessert.
I so want the same thing too. Like, I literally, every time I fly, there's this one airport that has the vending machine with cupcakes in it. And you guys know the brand I'm talking about. They have the best little cupcakes and they come out of the vending machine. But I wish I can get like a high fiber or high protein cupcake from them so I don't feel so guilty after eating like one or two of them. Yeah, give me a cupcake with some protein or fiber. That's what I want on my list. Speaking of, you know, what's your favorite baked good, guys? Let's start there.
My favorite baked good, if it's a better for you baked good, is a donut because of the different varieties you can get. I mean, you can get any donut that really fits your mood in that moment. You know, if you're at breakfast or a little afternoon treat or a healthy snack. So the better for you donut shops around Sacramento have been very helpful in that. What about you?
I love a better for you cupcake, of course, but I'm down with the better for you donuts as well. I love the gluten-free ones that I always get when I go to Sacramento. They're delicious. But you know what? I want to hear from our panelists. So you guys let me know your name, where you're from, and like what's your better for you baked good as well.
I'm Stephanie Doan. I am manager of product innovation at Blue Diamond Growers here in Sacramento. My favorite better for you baked good would definitely be a cookie. I love the fact that you can grab it and go. So that's quite convenient with that on the go lifestyle, but it does give you some permissible indulgence. And I would love it in sugar cookie format, but my favorite is oatmeal. So lots of whole grains in combination in there is a good.
I do love a good cookie. You can't go wrong with that. What about you, Debbie?
I'm Debbie Rogoff. I'm a sales director for our global ingredients division. And my favorite is if you can make a brownie with almond flour in it, less sugar, less carbs, I'm right on board. Serve it up.
Nice. I'm here for that too.
That is so delicious.
We have a lot to cover today, so we're going to jump right in. Debbie, we'll start with you. As the sales director at Blue Diamond Growers, you and your team work directly with the customers, and you see a lot that's happening in the market and the various consumer trends that are shaping the industry. So as you're out and about and you're seeing all of this happen, what are some of the top trends that you are currently seeing shaping the better for you industry?
Well, there's a few. A pretty obvious trend that plays a big part in shaping industry are people being conscious of their health. For example, consumers in the U.S. are concerned about their carbs, their sugar, their gluten intake, and so they look for alternatives. And because of that, innovation has expanded in different food brands when it comes to finding substitute ingredients. It's interesting. There was a study that was done from Mintel where about 35% were looking for healthier offerings when it came to their desire and their motivation to purchase baked goods. Another top trend is convenience. So now we're at the point where a lot of people are returning to work, to school, to the gym. They're starting to go hiking and camping and go on vacation now where they weren't a couple years ago during the pandemic. So there's been some changes in what people do with their lives and how they cook in the last couple of years. And at the same time, consumers, they're still looking for healthier options. So finding a solution for saving time or having healthier alternatives to baked goods are pretty heavy factors influencing the bakery industry. So I guess we really shouldn't call this movement a trend per se, because we're just seeing increased demand for people with dietary restrictions and folks that really require certain diets. For example, I'm a diabetic, and it's always been difficult to find baked goods and desserts that are lower in sugar and lower in carbs. So pretty much anything baked with almond flour, for me, is a great alternative.
You know, it's definitely easier to find a lot of like the healthier, better for you baked goods nowadays. I know I can go to a regular restaurant now and ask for a gluten-free bread or a gluten-free bun. And I remember maybe like 10 years ago, impossible. Next question, Debbie. You know, consumers are starting to ask for more functionality from their baked goods, but what health benefits are consumers looking for?
Well, so people have different needs. They could be completely changing their lifestyle because of an allergen or just making a simple change to their diet. And some of the top health benefits that consumers we see are looking for are higher protein, high fiber, more vitamins and mineral count in their ingredient deck, plus, like I said, like I like, lower sugar and lower carb. But the nice thing about almond ingredients is they offer a lot of opportunity to achieve those requirements. Almonds are plant-based, they're a superfood, and they provide healthy formulations that meet sort of that evolving consumer demand for taste and texture and nutrition, and even additional health benefits. And they're also rich in fiber and essential vitamins like vitamin E, calcium, iron, potassium, and magnesium. All good stuff.
We talked a lot about what we all want to see in our baked goods and what we're hoping to get added in there, or maybe some ingredients that we're hoping to take out. But are there any more ingredients or formulations that you're seeing consumers kind of move away from?
Yeah, there's a lot. You know, we sell a lot of, I keep going back to almond flour because it's just, it's my favorite. But we're seeing a lot more companies innovating with almond flour, whether it's a bar or a new baked good or a cracker or a cookie, a lot more because it tastes good. It tastes, it's a nice, a little sweeter, nutty taste, and you have to use less oil, less eggs. It's just healthier for you. And we see a lot more of our customers using almond flour.
I definitely love the baked goods made with almond flour. I've tried many of them now, especially since joining Blue Diamond. It's expanded my horizons, and it's amazing everything that it can fit into. It's so versatile and delicious.
I agree with that, CJ. I definitely try and bake a lot more with almond flour than I've done ever before, especially working at Blue Diamond now. My favorite recipe I have is an almond cake that I actually replace I take the almond cake, the yellow cake mix, and I replace the water with 7-Up or ginger ale. And the cake is amazing. Like, the family loves it. Everybody eats it up. I know, you know, when I think about that, like, it's a great dessert that I can make and everybody enjoys it, regardless of the demographic, regardless, you know, of the age range. Everybody's great about it. But the moment you tell them that, you know, this is a healthier, better for you item, they're like, I'm tired of free this. Tired of free that. Give me everything in my food. You know, so I definitely think, you know, some people are kind of nervous or concerned about things that are like taking things out, especially when you're talking to different demographics. The baby boomers are sometimes like, what's this? So, you know, Debbie, is there like a certain demographic that you think's driving demand for Better For You Bakery?
Everybody has different needs, right? So baby boomers, Gen X, millennials, they seem to all be kind of driving forces when it comes to healthier, you know, food for that matter. But Gen X and millennials seem to be leading that demand by Better For You Bakery products because of their diets and the dietary restrictions like vegan and keto and whatnot, or myself, like just being a diabetic or even not being a diabetic and cutting back on sugar.
No, I definitely agree with that. I think the more that, you know, you meet more millennials and Gen Xers, they all talk about the different dietary needs. I think now when we actually have meetings, it's like, okay, what is the list? You've got gluten-free, dairy-free, egg-free, vegan, you know, vegetarian. And you're just sitting here like, okay, how am I going to cook something or make something?
That fits all of this.
I think when you can create something that fits all of that, it's really exciting.
It's when you turn to social media. As a millennial, we saw the rise of social media. And I think we all saw over the pandemic how much social media had an influence on like what people were cooking and the recipes they were using, like with that feta pasta that ran all of the stores out of feta cheese. Like, you couldn't find feta cheese anywhere in the US because
sure couldn't.
Some of the pasta was being made. So as consumer interest in social media and the sharing of recipes continues to rise, and we're all trying to bake these new things or try these new recipes that we're seeing, to you, Debbie, what influence does social media have on these trends that we're seeing in the Better For You Bakery category?
Good question. Social media is a pretty heavy influencer when it comes to those kinds of trends. You watch people on their phone every time you go to a restaurant, anywhere, people on their phone, most of the time they're on social media, Instagram, Facebook, any of those things. We all know it's a huge platform to share content, and especially foods and most everything is easily accessible there. A lot of people go on, for example, Instagram for cooking inspiration, and it's kind of a hub to, you know, share different products and ingredients. But we're seeing younger consumers now looking for products to share on social media. For example, interestingly enough, in Asia, there are brands that are made from plant-based ingredients that use social media as a way to market their products. There's even a social media platform there called WeChat, where companies can share external links that provide nutritional information to their consumers by just clicking on a specific image. Pretty cool. So it's really a channel to also buy products, you know, making it easier to purchase items online that might be hard to find in your local grocery store. I personally like to buy chocolate chip cookies made with almond flour, but sometimes I can't find them. It's not like there's, you know, 5 or 6 different choices on the grocery shelf. So if I can't find it, it's just easy enough to go to Amazon or Target and order it that way. Makes it really, really easy. But, you know, truly going back to the topic of trends, bottom line, trends seen on social media encourages bigger branded companies to really innovate in order to meet consumer demand. That's where we're finding all these very cool, neat, new, healthy for you bakery items. So bring it on.
I totally agree. And I know the power that social media has on getting you to purchase something, as the boxes show up at my door daily. So
it's huge. You buy it whether you like it or not.
After you've seen it, like the first time I'm like, maybe I don't need that. The second time I'm like, you know, it doesn't look that bad. By the third time I'm like, give me 6 boxes.
I have a strong relationship with my Amazon delivery man. He's here every day bringing boxes all the time. Yep. We're on a first name basis at this point. You know what? I think it's time for our favorite segment, Rapid Fire. You ready for Rapid Fire, guys?
I'm always ready.
What Better For You benefits do you seek out when you're purchasing bakery products?
I keep saying low sugar or no sugar, but I don't want carbs and I don't want sugar in what I'm eating. So if I can cut back on the calories that I'm eating and the carbs, you know, the like regular wheat flour carbs and sugar, then that's what I look for. I look for on the nutritional label, how many grams of sugar and how many carbs. And something that's healthy, you know, fiber and all those other things that, you know, I just want to eat something with empty calories.
Yeah, I'll echo that. I definitely feel that I'm looking for something that is simple, transparent, more wholesome in its ingredients. So Debbie, you talked about almond flour, you know, something without all the refined carbohydrates. It's just generally a better for you, more wholesome product. That is what I'm looking for in a better for you product. So it may have less sugar, but I certainly don't want it loaded with a ton of additives or processed ingredients.
Yeah, I definitely look for things that are like below 12, 15 grams of carbs per serving. You know, I also, as I get older, I also seem to not really digest wheat so well. So actually, more gluten-free items, I consume more and more of those, and they just sit well on my stomach for some reason. So what about you, CJ?
I'm the epitome of the trend, some of the trends we're talking about. I'm less about what they're taking out of my bread and more about what function they're adding that's going to contribute to my day. Like, I feel like I'm never stopping. I'm always, you know, I'm waking up early, I'm leaving the house, and I don't come back until later in the evening, and I need something that's going to like add those nutrients or like protein or something to my diet that's going to help me sustain kind of that busy lifestyle and being on the go all the time. So I'm always looking for something that's like been fortified with some added stuff that's going to get me through that day. It's going to support all my on the go actions. Next, if you had to identify one trend within the Better For You bakery category that you think will stick around long term, which trend would it be?
I'll take that one to start. You know, I think as we look at Better For You, kind of goes against what you just said, CJ, but, you know, looking at products where they drive for better digestive health. So maybe they're a combination of gluten-free, high fiber, lower sugar, anything that will provide better digestive support, I think will stick around for some time to come.
Yeah. And I think that the demographics, you know, the folks, the people that are buying good for you bakery products, the Gen X and the millennials, I don't think that's going to go away. They're starting from the bottom, and this is what they know. This is what they want. And it will most likely be sustainable for as the years go on. I don't think they're going to start eating, you know, healthy for you bakery products and then 5 years from now change to unhealthy bakery products with lots of sugar and lots of additives and whatnot. So I think the demographics that are purchasing and that are interested in this is going to be, you know, very sustainable.
And I agree with that, Debbie, especially as we get as formulators better and better at making those products really tasty and like their gluten counterparts are known to be. I really think you will see them stick around.
I completely agree with that. I remember when gluten-free first came out. So, and I remember it being this one-off thing. It's just a sliver of the market. Now it's just everywhere. And I think you're right, Debbie, people have grown up on that. And so this is what they expect. This is what they think this tastes like. So they're just really not used to eating pizza that contains gluten or like that hamburger bun that contains gluten or even crackers and muffins and cookies and cakes. They're used to that gluten-free item. On top of that, like I think improving the nutritionals of it, like making it like the protein or egg-free version of something. I think those are the things that are going to pop up even more. I think millennials are just trying to figure out ways to save the planet and they carry that as like a badge of honor, you know, climate change. We need to, you know, save the world and save the planet. And so I really think they're going to look for different ways to take out animal-based ingredients like eggs and replace them with egg-free alternatives. And so I think that's the one trend that's probably going to continue to grow over the next few years.
I would echo that. I was going to say like better for you, better for the world, better for the planet. I think that's one thing that we'll continue to see the rise of. And then to echo kind of some of the things Debbie and Stephanie said, I remember when I was young and the gluten-free items were not the greatest. And to see how far we've come now, where sometimes you can't even tell the difference between like the texture, the flavor, the taste of it all has come together and it basically mimics its traditional counterpart. The strides we've made there have made it much easier to make that transition into those better for you products.
But you know what, CJ? I will always come back to a cupcake. It's my favorite. Love a cupcake.
My favorite gluten-y baked good is a croissant.
Oh, yes. Perfectly layered. Got the butters in it. The fresh one that, you know, you're getting from those great bakeries that like do it up.
Hold on, guys. I haven't had lunch yet. You're getting me. I haven't had lunch yet.
I feel you. I think I always like try to find like a great bakery wherever I go.
World's mission. Everywhere I travel, I get a chocolate croissant from one of the bakeries or two of the bakeries that I travel to in that city. Well, that was great. We learned so much about you all and about the Better For You bakery category. In a perfect world, these Better For You treats would taste, feel, and look exactly the same as its traditional counterpart or the more indulgent options. But we know there must be some challenges in doing that to match the formulations and to getting those ingredient systems to perform in the same way. That's why we've invited you here, Stephanie. So that's where your expertise comes in. As the manager of product innovation here at Blue Diamond, we would love to hear your insight on the behind the scenes of the Better For You Bakery formulation.
Well, thank you for having me.
Of all the trends we've covered earlier, which do you think is the easiest to create a Better For You alternative for?
I wouldn't say any of them are easy, but I think we talked a little bit about it just a second ago. The whole gluten-free world is really, there's so many tools out there. I think you will have to troubleshoot a lot of formulas to get there, but I do believe the industry is coming on board. We talked about social media, reference cookbooks, websites, blogs, ingredient company podcasts, similar to this one. There is a lot of tools at your fingertips if you can reach out to them and get yourself oriented with enough starting formulations that allow you to create some prototypes and then refine from there. So I think I wouldn't call it easy. It's never going to be a one-for-one, drop your almond flour into your formula and voila, it's going to be like grandma used to make. But, you know, I think it is definitely progressing quickly.
Baking is definitely science and art coming together. And it's always amazing when you think that you can just take out one ingredient and put another one in and everything's going to act the same when it's this entire network system of ingredients that all have to play together.
Very synergistic.
To get everything to build and develop the way it's supposed to. So now I'm going to flip it and reverse it. What do you think is the most challenging to formulate for when it comes to Better For You baking?
By far, formulating for the Debbie Rogoffs of the world with the sugar reduction in Better For You bakery or no sugar added for that matter. I mean, there are a number of sugar alternatives that are out there today. So the erythritols and the alluloses of the world, I think, get you definitely in the right ballpark. But, you know, sugar has a critical role in bakery. It allows a product to brown. It softens the crumb. It has so much functional as well as flavorful contributions to a baked good product that by far I've seen the most challenges in replacing sugar.
Wow. I definitely agree with that. I think it's hard to find like a really good sugar-free or low sugar baked good. So when you do find one, you hold on to it, don't you, Debbie?
Of course.
What innovative formulation have you seen that have the potential to really expand the industry? I mean, expand the pie, if I will, that's pun intended right there.
You know, formulations that are gluten-free, high fiber, better for you, nutrient dense, all have had like this in the past unfortunate halo that we've talked about, that texture and taste have been sacrificed in development. And I think we just talked through it. You know, there's many products out there on the market today that do a really excellent job of providing traditional attributes that we expect from those products. And I've seen some pancakes, cookies. I've seen some pretty good cakes, as you've demonstrated, Loretta, that, you know, you can pretty much fool the family. So I do think that there are quite a few products out there today that are hitting the mark right on the money.
So we talked a little bit about the challenges and like removing or reducing the sugar in a bakery formula. But what are some of the other common challenges that formulators experience, and what can they do to kind of overcome that hurdle?
Some of the most common challenges are that dryness and grittiness and or lack of soft, fluffy texture. So almond flour is an amazing tool to use in your ingredient arsenal for some of those products. It really provides some nice fat that helps soften your crumb, but is really a formulation balance when you get into the gluten-free space and figuring out, you know, most formulations have a bit of moisture to them, and balancing the moisture with all those ingredients are going to be competing for that same moisture. So balancing the amount of moisture that's added along with being able to hydrate the necessary ingredients and getting rid of that dry, gritty texture, that's the biggest challenge. You want it to be able to rise and hydrate and then set and not sink. So those are all water, moisture challenges that gluten-free formulators will be challenged with for sure.
I learned some of those challenges while working with traditional ingredients. So I can imagine the challenges that come when you're trying to remove some of those and still get the same results.
Really, the key to solving some of those is reaching out to ingredient companies, salespeople, other, you know, formulators that you might have friends in the industry, and just asking what has worked for them. It's all going to be very process dependent and ingredient synergistic. So how they all play together, but you can get a lot of ideas from what you find on websites and talking to industry professionals and get yourself going in the right direction.
Luckily, I know a product innovation expert. I know where one sits.
me too. When I have troubles, I'm always calling. So Stephanie, help me out with this, right? There's tons of flowers out there. Tons. Yes. You go to the store now, the shelf is expanded tremendously. So what are your top three flours you think work best in these Better-for-You Bakery formulas?
Well, it does depend upon what your objective is, which is what I would tell you if you called me. So if you're shooting for protein, for example, along with gluten-free performance. So a lot of keto products out there today use a blanched almond flour for that reason alone. It's an excellent tool, whether you're a muffin, a cookie, a bread, a cracker, you know, blanched almond flour really has a lot of potential because, as Debbie alluded to, it comes with a lot of nutrition to support it, as well as it's functional. You know, it works in those items. The other one that I would say is if you're going for a very wholesome, clean label, natural type of product, so say a home style pancake or a more natural bar, I love natural almond flour. I just love that it has the skins in there, provides you a little extra fiber, it has pretty much identical function as blanched flour. But natural almond flour really provides that wholesome look. You can combine the two if you don't like, you know, quite so many. But I really enjoy using natural almond flour. It's almost like using whole wheat flour. So those are two of my favorites. But as you know, as we alluded to, not all almond flour can be dropped in one for one. So typically it helps to combine it with another flour. And so there's a lot of products out there that combine almond flour with oat and rice and tapioca and a number of the other starches. So I think my third answer would be a blend. And those blends are either some on the markets today, but we can certainly help you look through and see, you know, depending upon your label requirements, what blends might work in that particular application. You can have a cookie, for example, with very high amounts of almond flour, but not quite as much if you're looking at maybe a cake or a cracker where you don't need quite as much fat.
So much to learn about the baking world and the complexities of formulation.
All depends.
Right?
I answered everything. It depends.
On what are in science.
Exactly. Coming together. Well, I know you mentioned a little bit of advice earlier, you know, call your friends or talk to somebody that is in that industry, in that world, and can maybe give you some advice. So as novice bakers, is there any additional advice that you would give bakers who are new to the Better For You space?
I lean, and Debbie, you touched on this earlier, I lean heavily on, there's so many bloggers out there. There's bloggers, there's recipe websites, there's cookbooks, there's entire cookbooks dedicated, like bakery cookbooks dedicated to gluten-free. There's a couple by America's Test Kitchen that are phenomenal resources to individuals. And I would say as product developers, don't be afraid to tap into those because they offer a lot of good science behind them to get you going in the right step. But also looking at, you know, we always are looking at what's already on store shelf. If people have had success with particular things, calling our suppliers and tapping into our sales individuals is always, even if it's like a 15-minute conversation to say, hey, we know somebody that combined blanched almond flour and natural almond flour and got a really good appearance. If it can save you time in the long run, 15-minute conversation is totally worth it.
I'll have to tap into some of those. My approach is typically trial and error. Like,
oh,
I took a bunch of this flour and it did this and that did not work. So let's go on a test and try it again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Give yourself plenty of development time. That would be my other advice. Don't promise a really short development window because it's going to be a lot of drag and drop and adjustments.
And I was just going to say, you know, we frequently connect our customers with your expertise or our technical expertise to help them get started in developing things like this that they might have not worked on before. And it kind of sets us apart from others in the industry where we have that expertise and our customers kind of lean on us for support and, you know, some initial fuel to make their projects what they want to be.
Yeah. The Almond Innovation Center is a cool place to be. If you ever get in town, you know, you got to come by.
For sure.
I've had some good pancakes from the Almond Innovation Center this week. We had lots and lots of pancakes where we tried some different ones and experimental ones. But yeah, it was like a pancake week for me.
Delicious.
Can't go wrong with pancakes.
You can't, especially when you get the good ones that absorb the syrup. Mm-hmm. You know, as we wrap up, you know, I think, you know, is there any last words you guys have for our listeners on Better For You Baking when it comes to Better For You Baking trends or the big things that you think outside of the baking industry that are impacting Better For You Bakery, like sustainability or non-dairy or even the supply chain? Do you guys have any thoughts there?
I'd say for our customers, jump on it. Go for it. Try it. Because there's just, as a consumer, there's just not very, I mean, there could be more options on the grocery shelf besides one cookie or a couple crackers. I think there's more to come. There's more consumers that will buy this stuff, especially when there's an open hole on the grocery shelf that I have to go to social media or Amazon to buy it. So I would say to the folks that are making this stuff, let us help you. Keep going. Make more.
The only thing I would add is that, you know, almonds are loved by everybody, and it's not, they're very simply processed ingredients that Blue Diamond provides. And I think there's something to be said for that when we talk about sustainability. You know, all of our products come from the heart of California. And so, you know, if you're looking for a product that is super simple, is a super food for all the reasons that Debbie nicely listed off from her sales mind earlier, it's, you can't go wrong with almond. So, I mean, we don't grow coconuts in California. You know, there's some, we do, the state does refine some rice here, but, you know, almonds are California's beloved nut. And I really have a lot of passion for them, of course. So I think there's a lot to be said for just having almonds on your label.
Well, we have definitely learned a lot about almonds today. Almonds are amazing products that give formulators the ability to make a wide variety of claims about their products. They're healthy, great ingredients, and they can really help you solve all those challenges that you're looking to overcome in Better For You Baking and help you create a lot of healthy alternatives.
I definitely agree. And the versatility of them, not only can you make it with the, like, make the bake good with the flour, but then you can take, you know, the diced almonds or sliced almonds, put them on top, get a little crunch, add them everywhere, right?
Absolutely. Almonds everywhere.
Well, thank you both for joining us today and lending us your time and your genius. We really appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
Of course.
Thank you.
And if you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to our show, leave us a review, give us a, you know, the 5-star rating. And if you're really hungry for more insights, in the meantime, you can head over to our website at bdingredients.com/insights to learn all about the latest developments in the food and beverage industry and what's happening from an innovation standpoint. And it spans much larger than just Better For You Baking, all kinds of information and different applications out there.
And join us at the International Baking and Industry Exposition, I think, next month.
Yes.
As we continue to have more chats about Better For You Baking with the industry and bring in some interesting samples from Blue Diamond.
Thanks for listening, and until next time.
Bye.